I love that song. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. Thank you for being here for this live jumpstart here on Facebook and worldwide. Thank you for those of you who are here every single day. We are building a positive online community, providing hope and inspiration around the world. And the way we do that is by those of you who are here clicking share every single day. Thank you to those of you who do. If you're here for the first time, make sure you let us know. We want to know if you're here for the first time. We welcome everybody who is here from everywhere in the world. Take a few minutes and check in. Let us know where you are so that we know to connect with you and everybody can say hello. And like I said, especially if you're here for the very first time, let us know. Now, I'm not going to be able to bring Teddy out this morning. The reason is he's right here under my desk. But there's a dog here in our complex that is barking right now, and it is upsetting Teddy, and Teddy just got quiet. So I know he loves being in here with me, and so I don't want to ask him to leave. So just understand that that's why I'm not able to bring him up, show him to you this morning. But I want to thank so many of you who are with us every single day and who invite your friends and family. That's how we continue to build this online community. I can hear the dog again, but I'm sure y'all don't. So there I go, saying y'all. Not surprising for those of you who know me from growing up in the South. All right, today I want to talk with you about something that I call safe mental passage. Now, this is something that I actually heard when I was in ministerial school, and I love it. I can't remember specifically who came up with the idea of safe mental passage, but I heard so many people speak on it that I feel okay sort of plagiarizing, was the old saying that, you know, good artists plagiarize, great artists steal. Maybe I'm actually stealing this outright. Anyway, I want to tell you a story. One of my very best friends lives in Kansas City, Missouri, and during the pandemic, his company looked around and said, what can we do to make things better for our local community? People are hurting. People don't have money. People are dying. What can we do to make things better? People can't go to work, etc. So they asked their employees to donate money. And over about a 3 to 4 week period, they raised $91,000 from their 800 employees. Now, I think that's awesome. And that in and of itself is worthy of celebration and congratulations and being one of the great news stories that is often ignored because it is a great story. Now, the interesting thing was they took the money, the $91,000, and they bought 3 container loads of fresh produce, fresh meats, fresh vegetables, dairy, etc. Everything that a family would need to stay alive for several weeks. And they bagged all these groceries up. Now, people would come and they would line up to receive their groceries. And my friend would stand there as a volunteer to help put the groceries in people's car. And he said that he noticed something about himself. Now, my friend, to his credit, is well-to-do and doesn't brag about it or talk about it. He's not an ostentatious person. He's just a person who has made a lot of money. And he was standing there handing these bags of groceries, putting them in cars. And he said at some points they were filling people's trunks and their back seats with groceries. They were basically giving people as much as they felt that they needed. And it was all based on how many people were in your household. Well, as my friend stood there in the Kansas City summer heat, putting bags in these cars, he was noticing something. These were not all just old beat up jalopies, as we used to call them. Some of these were some really, really nice cars. And some of them were nice trucks. And my friend said that he caught himself thinking some pretty judgmental thoughts as he was standing there putting the groceries into these people's cars. And he's given me permission to share this story, by the way. As he was putting the groceries in people's cars, he found himself being judgmental. He found himself having thoughts that these people should have made better choices in their lives. For example, he says he remembers going to put some groceries in someone's car, and he said they had $7,000 rims on that car, And he thought to himself, well, maybe you could have made a little bit better decision on the rims. Then you wouldn't have had the trouble with being able to feed your family. And he had several thoughts like that. Damn, you're driving a nicer truck than I am. To his credit, and this is the point I want to make, and that's why I love this man. To his credit, he caught himself. To his credit, he realized that it is not his place to judge other people, that it is his place to be there to serve other people, to put groceries in their cars, not to worry about what it was that got them there. It helped him to remember how truly blessed and fortunate he was and is in his life, and to no longer judge other people. Now, why do we judge other people? Do you realize that the original sin is to judge? Literally, in the Bible. It's not to eat an apple. There was no apples in the Garden of Eden. It says that Eve offered Adam a bite from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God said, if you want to live in paradise, if you want to live in paradise, if you want to live in Eden, you should never eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The knowledge of good and evil, to know good from evil in your own mind, is to judge. Because, as Wayne Dyer said, the only difference between a weed and a flower is a judgment. It's a judgment. To have the knowledge of good and evil. And my friend in that moment realized that in his judgment, he was judging the other person as inferior to him and him superior. That's the way judgment works. It's always, are you above me or am I above you? And that is 100% the purview of the ego mind, the limited mind, the fearful mind, the mind that wants to be there and get what it can get rather than give what it can give. And my friend said that he realized in that moment that his job was not to sit there and to judge other people. His job was to sit there and serve other people. And who's to say, you know? I mean, that person may have $7,000 rims and live in a single wide trailer on the edge of a cliff. Everyone gets to make their own choices. And the person was not abusing the system by getting the money. I don't know that you can turn around and sell $7,000 rims off your car. Perhaps you can. But the point was, the man needed money in the moment. Not money, but food. He needed food for his family. And rather than being judged, my friend caught himself and realized, wow, I don't want to judge this man. I simply want to serve him. And as he was telling me this story, it was later. It was so much, it had bothered him so much that he had reacted in a judgmental way that he wanted to process it with me later. And that's where I told him about this concept of safe passage through the mind. That means that when you think of someone, you provide them safe passage through your mind. Now, they don't even know they're going through your mind. But the point is, you don't need to attack them as you run them through your mind. I've done many jump starts on forgiveness. I've said before that forgiveness is not a vaccination you take and you're done. It's a vitamin you take on a daily basis. I call it vitamin F. You take it on a daily basis to get you through. Well, you haven't forgiven someone if they cannot pass safely through your mind. If you still have negative energy such that when you think about that person, you get upset or you want to attack them in your mind, you cannot allow them safe passage through your mind, you haven't forgiven. You're not done. You need to release your resentment. You need to release your resentment. You need to allow that person safe passage through your mind. I don't know about you, but I've wronged a lot of people in my life. I've hurt a lot of people. unintentionally and sadly, I think in some ways intentionally and blindly. And to this day, I seek people's forgiveness. I wasn't like a crazy acting out alcoholic or anything like that. Never stole a lot of money or hurt a lot of people in that way. But just things I've said and done have been hurtful. And I would like to know that those people now, perhaps, hopefully, when they think of me, allow me safe passage through their minds. And you know what? Whether they do or they don't, it's not going to impact what I do. I forgive because I want to be happy, not because I want to let the other person off the hook. I want to give people safe passage through my mind so that my mind feels like a safe place in which I can live and in which I can invite others to come and join me. So, think of the people that you're struggling to allow safe passage through your mind and realize that you're the one that needs to change the passageway. You're the one that needs to develop a new attitude and a new perspective. And you're the one, like my friend, that needs to realize that it is not your place to judge. It is your place to love and to serve. If you do that, you will be so much happier. And so will all the people around you as well. So what do you think? Anybody you got having trouble giving safe passage through your mind? Share your comments and questions. And you know, I'll be able to comment back to you. Be happy to. And of course, those of you who are here with us live today, look forward to hearing what you have to say. So take a few minutes, check out. I always invite you to check in when you get here, just like a hotel, and check out when you leave. So be sure and let me know what your comments and questions are about this. And remember to allow people safe passage through your mind. And you know who deserves safe passage through your mind more than anybody? You. 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 You need to be nice to yourself. You need to think nice thoughts about yourself. Even though I have hurt people in the past, I realize that at my core, I'm a good person doing the very, very best I can with the cards I'm dealt in the world in which I live. And the same is true for you. And listen, if this message has meant something to you today, click share. Let other people know and invite them to join our online community of hope and inspiration every single day. And listen, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow when we're going to do a little homage to my great mentor, Earl Nightingale. And we're talking about what it means to be a self-made person. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And be sure and enjoy today. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high. Complain-free world, no more.